to Inspire on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Hello, Laura.
Hello, Beth. How are you today?
Very good, thank you. I'm ready to be inspired, as the name suggests. I always leave this recording feeling like I've learned something new. I'm about to be reborn.
Oh, well, I might be giving you a bit of a hard time this time.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, I'll prep my... Can I do it again?
No, you can't. Okay. You can't. Last time I talked about the 8 secrets to a happy and successful life, and we talked about the first one, which was about taking control over and responsibility for your life.
Yeah.
The second one is decide what you want to achieve and take steps to make that happen. But we spoke about that when we spoke about your vegetables.
We did,
and your
yes.
butternut squash.
I wanted to grow better things.
Yeah, so I didn't want to go back and revisit that. So I'm going to skip on to number 3, the title of which is Never Let Yourself Off the Hook.
Okay.
And that's why I'm going to be giving you a little bit of a hard time.
No.
Okay, so I want you to answer this question.
Yeah.
Could you be a more courteous driver?
Yes. Generally, I think I'm all right and let people out. But if I'm in a rush,
right,
then no, I'm not.
So there was hesitation there, isn't mm-hmm. there? When actually it's a yes or no answer.
Yeah? It would be yes then. Yes,
could you
could
be a more courteous driver? Yes, mm-hmm. you could be. And the power of the question that has a yes-no answer is actually incredibly strong. I use it all the time in my own life and in the training room because it's about the fact that we let ourselves off the hook all the time. So in case of the driving example, you know, we might have had a tough day at work and we get in the car and we're in a hurry. We get a bit self-absorbed, don't we? And we're driving home and we don't let people out and we might just nip through when it's just turned red. And, you know, we're not the greatest drivers in the world. And yet when other people do that,
yeah.
what do we say about them?
Something colourful or some kind of hand gesture often, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. What an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, just like that.
Yeah. What an idiot.
You can't see what my hands are doing, but that kind of, what are you doing
yeah,
with
that,
your arms?
That exasperated.
Yeah, and they sometimes
expression.
See it in their mirror. And think, oh, no, they saw me.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of the time people want people to see their hand gestures, their exasperated gestures. But yeah, we don't let people off like that, do we? But then when we drive like that, we use different expressions. So instead of, I'm going to cut this person up, we never say that about ourselves, do we? We nip in. We're just going to nip into that gap. Because we're in a hurry and actually, I really need to get to that sales meeting. I really need to get to work on time. I really need to get to the nursery to pick up my kid. And we use a different set of language to describe what we're doing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
When other people do it, we're like, what an idiot boy race. They're like tutting and huffing about people. And that is letting yourself off the hook. It's not holding yourself to the same standards to which you hold other people. Or everyone around you. And as a leader in business, that is so, so important because you've got to have credibility. So let's use another personal goal. So most people would like a happy relationship, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
At home.
Nothing's perfect.
Yeah, nothing's perfect. We're all human, all these kind of things to let ourselves off the hook. But then one day we might be in a bad mood, okay? We've had a bad day at work, we come home, we're in a bit of a grump, or we just wake up in a grump. Yeah, sometimes we just get out the wrong side of the bed,
it happens.
All these euphemisms, don't we? And yet our goal is to have a happy relationship. So is that contributing towards a happy relationship when you're in a grump at home?
Well, it's not benefiting anyone, is
no,
it?
No, it's not benefiting anyone. It's not making our partner happy, is it, if they have to look at our grumpy face?
Mm.
We let ourselves off the hook. We don't pick ourselves up. We don't think, actually, this isn't contributing to my long-term goal of having a happy relationship. We just let ourselves off the hook. We say things like, I'm not perfect. Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone
I
does
just
this.
Said that.
Yes, you did. I'm human.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, we all do it every now and again, don't we? Well, you know, to some extent that's true, but actually it doesn't have to be true. We don't have to be like that. We can make choices about whether being in a grump is serving anyone.
So what would you say is the right thing to do? Because if you genuinely are in a bad mood, should you just ignore that part of your emotion and not deal with it? Or should you should you, I don't know, how would you fix this?
Right, okay. So, for example, sometimes I might be feeling the pressure of work and some feedback that I got from Chris several years ago when I first got involved with To Inspire was that when I felt pressure, and at this time I was working on a master's as well as working, so I was often working on a weekend, and I told him to shut up sometimes when he was talking to me because I was trying to get a sentence right. Now, I thought that was fine. I'm under loads of pressure. He's just sitting on the sofa, you know, can't he see that I'm under loads of pressure? So I thought it was fine. It's not fine to tell the person who you love most in the world to shut up in that tone of voice. It's actually a really horrible thing to do. So what should you do? You should have the degree of self-awareness that allows you to recognise when you are doing something that is not how you would like to be doing it. So whether that's driving, whether that's being in a grump at home, you should have the degree of self-awareness that allows you to see what impact you're having on other people around you. Now, I'm not saying you'll never want to nip in front of someone, but what you can do is put your indicator on, turn round, give them a big smile, and mouth the word sorry, you know, and see if they'll let you in. And actually, if you do that, most people will, and you'll actually have a positive impact on most people if you're doing something like that, because you're smiling and you're engaging in a positive interaction with them.
To Inspire Action on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So if you're feeling a bit grumpy, have the self-awareness to know that you're a bit grumpy and then do something about it. You can choose your mood. And if you choose your mood, choose your attitude, you choose your life.
Yeah. God, it makes so much sense.
Well, it does. And it's difficult to do sometimes. I'm not saying it's easy all the time. Sometimes it's easier than others. Sometimes it's really difficult. But it's not up to anyone else to ungrump you.
You talk about a whole variety of different things. This is just one of them, about, you know, not letting yourself off the hook, not making excuses. But you can provide training and, you know, would you call it life coaching? Is that?
Well, no, we don't. We call it leadership training because we think, you know, leadership happens. There are opportunities for leadership all over life. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you're driving along the road, whether you're at home with your partner, whether you're buying petrol from a petrol station, or whether you're the MD of a successful business. Opportunities for leadership all over life.
If people want to come and find out more about what you do, Laura, and what To Inspire can get up to, then how do they get in touch?
Okay, well, they can visit our website, www.toinspire.co.uk, where the two is a number. Sign up to one of our free Understanding Leadership Masterclasses, where we talk about various aspects of leadership and how it can help them gain success and happiness in life.
To Inspire on Stray FM's Business Hub.